This is Joanne Factor of Strategic Living, bringing you the fifth Sound Safety Podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 13th, 2007. Strategic Living conducts personal safety and self-defense trainings in the Seattle and Puget Sound area. In these podcasts, I focus on stories. Some are great successes, a few have not so happy endings. Women sharing their stories encourages and empowers other women to take action. All stories are true, though details have been changed to preserve confidentiality. Denise works in a medical research lab. Her job entails working with special mice, ones with no immune system that need special germ-free rooms. To gain access, all the scientists and technicians have to go through special locked locker rooms, shower, and put on sterile surgical clothing. Afterwards, they need to shower again before changing into their street clothes. Denise was finishing up one Saturday afternoon. She had showered and changed, was just drying her hair when the door unlocked and a young man entered. Men are not supposed to know the combination to the women's locker room and vice versa, let alone enter. She did not recognize him, though she knew most of the scientists and technicians. She looked straight at him as she began peppering him with questions. Who are you? Who do you work for? How did you get the combination? Why are you here? Who's your supervisor? She stepped forward. She gave him no time between questions to answer. She repeated those questions over and over, loudly. The man turned red. He began backing off and stuttered that he really didn't mean anything. He just wanted to see if the women's locker room looked like the men's. She kept up her machine gun pace of questioning until he turned and ran. Here, Denise used four self-defense pattern interrupts. A pattern interrupt is where you violate a potential assailant's expectations of how you will act as a victim, and this really decreases your risk for assault. First was the question and conversation web, where she kept control of asking the questions, putting the man on the verbal defensive. Second was the broken record technique, where she kept repeating the same statements, hear her questions over and over again. Who are you? Why are you here? Who do you work for? Who are you? Why are you here? You don't have to keep thinking of new stuff. The same things over and over again. Third, she asserted her space when she stepped forward, and that deflated this man's possible expectations of a cowering victim. And the fourth was direct eye contact, again, deflating expectations of a cowering victim. Was Denise afraid? You bet she was. But she was able to find within her the resources to turn some of that fear into anger and direct it at the guy who entered the women's changing room. Can you think of instances where someone's tried to make you afraid when you should be angry instead at their manipulations? This is Joanne Factor with Strategic Living. If you'd like more information on our personal safety and self-defense classes, visit our website at strategicliving.org or phone 206-920-8882. Thank you. Have a safe day.